On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted.
With that vote, the House of Representatives has passed an Iran War Powers resolution aimed at forcing President Donald Trump to end the Iran War. It was the fourth House vote this year on a War Powers resolution, and this time it passed when Democratic supporters were joined by four Republicans, including Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who just lost his re-election bid to a Trump-backed opponent. The vote was a rebuke for President Trump and also for Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who had tried to prevent a vote on the measure. The resolution goes next to the Senate for action. Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan says she now wants another vote this week on another War Powers resolution, this one to deal with the conflict in Lebanon, which she calls ethnic cleansing.
The American people are tired. They're exhausted of these endless wars. They are tired of hearing that we don't have money for health care and child care, but yet here we are, U.S. bombs destroying hospitals and stealing future children abroad.
Meanwhile, the war drags on with disputes even over the question of whether negotiations are or are not taking place. President Trump says they are.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually. Very well.
Mr. President,
it could happen. I mean, if it happens, and it might not happen, you know, who knows? But if it happens, it could happen like over the weekend.
One reporter asked him about the state of the ceasefire. Trump's response was part optimistic and also part ominous.
Pretty much the way it is, it's a different part of the world. You know, I'd say in that part of the world, ceasefire is when you're shooting in a more moderate manner.
And the shooting, moderate or not, is continuing. Stéphane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General.
The Secretary General is alarmed by the reported exchange of fire overnight between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran, and also by reports that the Islamic Republic of Iran has targeted Kuwait and Bahrain. He is deeply troubled by the reports of civilian casualties. The Secretary General calls on all parties to exercise maximum restraint and to avoid any further escalation that risks to undermine ongoing diplomatic efforts.
The attacks he's talking about include an Iranian drone attack on Kuwait airport that killed one person, as well as U.S. strikes on military sites on an Iranian island. But despite the ongoing fighting, President Trump and administration officials continue to describe the war as already won. On Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in a Senate hearing that the war in Iran is over. On Wednesday, Rubio testified in a House committee hearing where Democrat Sarah Jacobs of California challenged him on that claim with a simple question.
You can change the name of the operation. It doesn't change the fact that the strait is still closed and my service members and all of our service members are still in harm's way. The war is not over. But I'm agreeing with you. Okay, fine. We're taking you at your word. The war is over. Who won?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.